Carver.
Good morning. In March 2014, the board tentatively decided to finalize the amendments to IAS 28 equity method share of other net asset changes and also confirmed that the due process steps were completed. Two board members communicated their intention to dissent from the amendments. Subsequent to the meeting, one more board member communicated his intention to dissent from the amendments, and two other board members indicated to us that they are also thinking of dissenting. So the purpose of this meeting is to ask again which IASB member would like to dissent from finalizing the amendments or the amendments, and ask if we can proceed with balloting the amendments.
Or could we rephrase the question by asking who of the board don't feel sufficiently confident that we should continue?
Could I ask a quick question?
Yes.
The reason for the three board members changing their minds, does that relate to their reconsideration of an issue that we previously discussed, or does that relate to an issue that we hadn't actually discussed around the board?
It's a reconsideration of an issue that we had previously discussed.
Yes. Changing mind. Changing opinion.
We go.
I will support suspending the project. And during the discussions, and I remember, you know, some board members already raised this proposal, and I personally support. And conceptually, I not agree with, but I not intend to dissent. But since, you know, more other board members, you know, intend to dissent, and this will create more noise in the market, our constituency will feel puzzled, you know, whether our conclusion is high enough, the quality is high enough. But my concern is about the reasons how should we let market know, you know, why we withdraw or suspend. And in the past, there are a few projects we suspend and for similar reason. But I don't want to give market impression that is, we withdraw the project is because some area in the world not agree with. And frankly speaking, in Asia, our regions, many people they criticize and feel deep concern over our progress of many projects is because they see, you know, many of the issues already settled down, but later on reopened and reopened again and again. And in AOSG, many board members feel, they check, you know, how many issues reopen is because from our region. And frankly speaking, quite often they said the issues will be raised and quite often not be tackled. But the issues, you know, raised by other regions, quite often be reconsidered, and they don't feel it is fair. And so this is the point I want to raise. You know, if we want to support suspend, I don't want to give our constituency impression it's because one big region not agree. I don't think it's
our Chinese board member wants to suspend.
No, I won't. Originally not.
No. He changed his mind. Gary.
I mean, I was supporting issuing the document, as you know. But let's say we did suspend it or put it back from work. This is sort of where WAGO is going. Okay, we have diversity in practice, but I understand that. But what other consequential problems are solved if we kill this project? And by the way, I think this particular project is exactly why we need Michelle's project that we just discussed. And, but what does happen as a practical matter other than diversity in practice?
So you think we should suspend?
No, I didn't. I said I supported going forward. I just said, well, okay. If we suspended it,
okay.
What does that mean?
Okay. Well, to Wego's question, I'm not sure it is a regional issue only. I cannot speak for other regions, but I'm not convinced that it is purely one region of the world which has problems. The other aspect you should consider, Wego, is that the IFRIC Interpretation Committee has been looking at this topic, has worked hard, I think twice has made recommendations to this board, which we were planning not to follow. And if you consider seriously the quality of the work of the Interpretation Committee, you might have some doubts about what the board was intended to do. And to me, going against the recommendations from the Interpretations Committee on this topic wasn't very comfortable. And furthermore, in having a clear conflict with a standard which some of us believe to be of a superior level, i.e. IS1 presentation, to create a breach to this standard was not very helpful. And that's the reason why I think some of us...
No, Philippe, I don't mean the issue is regional, you know. What I want to say is I don't want to see the market, our consumer impression, withdraw this decision is because a pressure from a particular region. This is what I would say.
Stephen?
So I'm one of those that have expressed reservations about going ahead with this. Perhaps I can backtrack and explain sort of how I got there. When the Interpretation Committee first proposed a solution to this, I didn't like it because they excluded the share-based payment type transactions, and I thought that we had to have a solution that included those. And then we went through various discussions and we ended up with a solution which was what we've ended up with now, well, near what we've ended up with now, with things being taken direct to equity. And to my mind, that was far better than the having the share-based payment transactions produce a gain in the investors, effectively increase the profitability of the investors' financial statements. So I supported that initial ED. Then in the re-deliberations, we found an alternative solution to the share-based payment transactions, and I was very relieved about that, and we modified the how we apply the equity method, and that's great. And I guess I was so relieved at that I wasn't so worried about how we dealt with the deemed acquisitions, deemed disposals, so we've ended up those going through equity. I would have preferred the deemed acquisitions and disposals to have been accounted for in the way that the Interpretations Committee first said. I think they focused on those transactions. They got to a good answer, I felt. And that the problem was the share-based payment transactions. So now we solved those. It strikes me that the original solution proposed by the Interpretations Committee was good, and maybe I should have spoken up at the time and said that was my preference, but I didn't strongly object to the taking it through equity, so that's really why I felt comfortable about it. And I'm not sure whether I would dissent if the board decided to go ahead with it, but I certainly do have reservations, particularly after ASAP members have questioned the solution that we've ended up with. So whether we should reconsider, whether we should kill the project, I don't know. I'd be reluctant to kill it because of those share-based payment transactions and other similar ones where I feel that we have made it an advance and we've got a good solution, and that would reduce the diversity in practice.
So you'd prefer to reconsider rather than suspend?
Yes, I would.
Sue?
I was also one of the board members who expressed discomfort post the decisions that we made previously. And the reason for me was that I was always a bit uncomfortable with the idea of putting the changes directly to equity because of the tension with IES1. But at the time, I thought maybe I was being a bit precious. But since then, I've heard enough people, including ASAF members, not just in one jurisdiction, express the same concerns. And I guess for me, this clarification in IS1 is still relatively new. We're trying still to get the world used to this way of thinking, and then us ourselves turn around and make a decision which I think is at odds with it. And so I guess I just feel uncomfortable supporting an amendment which is contrary to our own, what I see is contrary to our own requirements.
So would you reconsider or suspend?
I'd be willing to reconsider. rather than suspend, but I think we need to also be mindful of how many open issues we've got and how much time we're taking up on all of these piecemeal changes
and
to
whether
the
we'd reach agreement if we did
exactly. So I think from a practical perspective it may be easier to do the bigger project in equity and then come back again.
Doug?
Yes, I think we should reconsider rather than suspend. I think it's easy to suspend, but because there is a divergence in the properties and there is a consistent need for us to give them an answer, so we have to be responsible to them. So to me, I think the net income is the most simplest solution and straightforward solution. Because it's a tentative solution, it must be very straightforward. And that, of course, there is another alternative, which was proposed by IFRIC team. IFRIC team is not too bad. However, I have strong concern with the IFRIC proposal with a different reason from Stephen's point. If we go down the path of IFRIC proposal, then the treatment of disposal of acquisition would not be symmetrical. If it is not symmetrical, then you can easily manipulate earnings. So when you acquire a new share, then the cost is zero. So then you could sell it again. So such kind of restructuring is possible. And also, it will break the equation between the share of net asset and carrying value of the equity. So therefore, I don't like the IFRIC solution. So therefore, I still think to use the net income is the most appropriate solution. So I would like to re-debate it again, re-debate.
Yeah, I was happy and probably still am happy with what's proposed here. But it seems that if you count up, we've got at least six. And the first question in this document is to determine actually how many we've got that are not happy and would either dissent or vote against. And so it's hard to carry something that's in a board of 16 that's got that many opposed to it quite seriously. On the other hand, reconsidering, I don't think we'd come up with an answer which a vast majority of the board would support. You know, we're fairly split on whether the IFRIC solution is the right one or not, or whether taking it to equity is the right answer. And so on that basis, I just think we're going to cause ourselves a lot of pain for a lot more time and not come up with an answer. And so I'd be in favour of suspending it at this stage.
And taking it up with the bigger project.
Well, the bigger project may or may not give us an answer, but we can hope for it.
What's this number six? Was opposed. I only made note of five here.
Paragraphs 8 and 9 is two.
Who are these six?
Well, that's what we were trying to determine with question one.
There were six against or suspending.
Stephen, Pat, Philippe.
Well, let me ask.
I want to finish this.
Okay, all right.
Who of the board would like to proceed with the proposals?
With proposals.
Nine. But Ian, you said you would prefer no suspend.
Both you would like to suspend.
Yeah, Ian wants to go ahead.
If first, Mary, you want to suspend?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to dissent.
So Mary is the number.
Mary, six. Yeah.
Now we have seven against.
Eight.
That's in a team.
Huh?
In a team.
Need to have 10 positive votes. Hands, I didn't count you.
Yeah, I didn't vote.
So. Yes. If we have nine who would like to proceed, so we need 10 to proceed as we decided before.
Yes.
So if we are reaching a conclusion now that we don't have enough votes to proceed as we decided before, we have yet two alternatives. One, cancel or postpone the project, whatever we call, or re-deliberate, reconsidering what the IFRIC had suggested at inception, taking into consideration Stephen's point on the share-based payment. How do you see the potential for us to proceed then?
you know, we, I don't know that there's anything new that we can bring back to you that we haven't brought to you before. We can certainly bring back a summary of what we have presented to you before, but that's then, you know, being able to get an agreement on that in a different direction will be dependent on board members changing their minds from what they've decided previously. So really,
and with 14 board members, right? And
I think you must summarize what is the criticism and bring about that to each and every board member, and have a, let's call it a private discussion, so you can see who is open to what changes. And only with that background, I think we can make an intelligent and fact-based decision on to move on or not.
I think the problem the staff have been struggling with, though, leading up to the last board paper, was there were such diverse board views that they were trying to sort of choose a sort of compromise position that the least was least objectionable, which has got us into the problem we've been in. And I'm not sure that situation's changed.
There's a small subtlety in that vote we just had, that while I voted to proceed, even if we got to 10, I'd be worried, you know, I'd be worried on proceeding because that's too big a split. So I was voting to say I agreed with the solution, but if we only got 10, 9 people, even if we got 10, I don't think it's enough.
I guess this was...
And with the criticism from the outside added on to the people on the board who don't like it.
Take a vote on who would vote to suspend.
Yeah. May I
just...
Well,
that's the consequence. I mean, I do not believe indeed in asking the staff to come back with a new proposal that will not be, because we have everything at the table. So...
And being practical, I would just add one additional piece of information. Among the 9 that voted to proceed, 2 of them will be out of the board in 1 month. So in July will be 7. Well, we have to be practical, because this is going to require lots of effort. So at the end of the day, in 2 months, we'll have 7.
So I think the only hope we can have is that the research project that we just decided on will bring new answers.
Yes.
Is that our conclusion?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's very productive for the start of the day.